Welcome to the round table.
You know how bugs that are looking for things. Yeah, he's like that.
Oh, wait. What did Kelly Khumalo perform, bruh?
She performed songs. She was the last one to perform.
She was the headliner.
She was the headliner. She was the last one to perform, but I wasn't even...
I'm scared of Kelly Khumalo.
I wasn't even part of it anymore.
I want to send a big shout out to Urapulani Mutlabani. Oh, man. My dude did something great. Actually bagged a spot on True FM.
Wow.
He's a resident DJ. He plays. Sometimes you just want to go there and be with other people and chill there and talk about different things, you know, and hear what other people want, like, have to say.
Make friends at school.
No.
Welcome to the round table.
Bugs that are looking for things to eat and chew and I don't know, play with.
Yo, bro. If you can send the party, and then when you switch on the light, like,
there was this other flat, guys. Yo, there was this other flat that I used to live in.
Oh,
that
man.
Used to have amapelas. A bathroom.
How?
I could not do it. I really couldn't.
That's bad, man.
And the landlords didn't care.
You are, yeah, guys. Hi, guys. That's amapela, bruh.
I want to order.
Amapela, bruh, I don't want. Like, it's not something that I know we need them, you know?
For what?
No. Like, they need... No, do you know that every single bug that is out there, and that's... It, there's a reason why there are certain bugs.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to understand amapela now.
And flies and stuff. There's a reason why.
Now I understand the reason for geckos.
You know what I mean?
Because now I'm getting moths.
Yeah.
I'm getting all sorts of, like... things that fly in through the window because the geckos aren't there.
Yeah.
They're only going to come back now in September.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it, but yeah. I'm trying to understand amapela.
No, there's a reason for all of these things. I think amapela mhlambe is to eat whatever's left over or something. I don't know. But there's a reason.
Amapela, they are supposed to be in their own ecosystem with the animals. We are not animals. We are humans. That's why I'm saying I understand it when it comes to ecosystem yabo and all of that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to humans, they must stop at the gate. They must not come into the house.
It's all dependent on how you're living. If you're living like... You know, if you're untidy and you leave food there, obviously you're going to have mapelas.
Yo, but yeah, do you ever see those things on TLC? Like, kutokyo clean my entry home to.
Oh, man.
How do you live like that?
Hoarders, ne? No, it's not even hoarders.
It's not even hoarders.
It's just
people them. That have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's not necessarily like your house is dirty. You've got cockroaches and stuff like that, right? It's just, okay.
Yo, but I don't know what that show is, but I actually see it. I see clips of it on my videos on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
Those people, UBCs, you haven't opened your fridge in months.
What are you doing? How are you living? What are you eating? If you haven't opened your fridge in months, come on, dude. Yum.
I would die. I don't.
That's disgusting.
I open my fridge all the time.
How many times do you open your fridge in a day? That's actually a good question. How many times?
Especially when you don't have any food. 10,000 times. And you're like, hoping that there's something there. You know what's there.
Yeah.
You know exactly what's there, but you'll keep on. I know I got 10,000
in a day, oh my word. And you're expecting some miracle.
expecting pizza.
Don't work like that, man. Chocolate cake. Work like that. Yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the round table. Or should I say the two tables?
Yes.
I mean, seeing as though the setup is different, the setup has changed. Different levels now, yeah? Different levels, different scenes and views. We're taking you places. We're bringing them onto, you know, different views, different. We're putting them on.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is I, your host, Sbulele, got co-host Aviwe. We out here.
Hi, everyone.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good. Good, man. Being good. Feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're feeling good.
No. No flu. The flu's only starting now.
Yeah.
Towards the end of winter, I feel good, man. But
and, you know, talking about the season, it's actually, you can actually feel that there's some change happening now.
Yes.
Yeah. You can feel that there's some change happening now. It's getting warmer. We're wearing brighter colors. You know?
I didn't get the memo, but okay. I stepped out the house today and I'm like, I clearly did not get the memo. Everyone is bright and beautiful, but yes, guys, I will get it soon. But nah, how are you?
Nah, man, I'm all right. I'm all good. I mean, you can tell, like, by the color I'm wearing. I'm nice and bright. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. I think for the first time in, well, not for the first time, but, like, it's been a while since I felt like this, you know? The energy. I mean, they say that, like, a man always feels great when he's on a quest, you know, when he's building something, when he's doing something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you building? What are you on a quest for?
I'm actually starting a little something for my school. Starting a radio station for the school. It's a big deal. It's huge.
It is quite big.
It's a big deal. So, but there's so many layers to it. You know, it's not just starting a radio station. You don't just grab microphones and start talking. You need licensing. You need all of these kind of things.
Everything, all the little details that go on behind the scenes.
Planning. You need staff. You need DJs. You need all kinds of things. But luckily, we have equipment already.
Okay.
You know, but the equipment was just lying in a room somewhere. And I was messing around in the school and I found stuff and I was like, no, man, there's something here, you know, and spoke to people in charge, spoke to the head, spoke to management, and everyone's cool with it. So I'm on that mission right now.
So that's exciting, man.
It is.
That is quite exciting.
I mean, starting something that you're going to leave behind for other people to take care of and, you know, do something with. It's gonna help so many people in the school as well, just people that are doing journalism or sound or whatever. People doing marketing are going to be part of the radio. People that are in public relations are going to be part of the radio. So there's so many things that are happening right now. And it's just exciting, and I like it when these kind of things are happening.
That is quite exciting, and also for some people that are like, okay, like me,
yes,
okay, I'm not part of the school, but if you do something else, let's say a person is studying engineering, and they have nothing to do with broadcasting, but they are an amazing speaker. Like, they'll be like, you know what, why not? Let me try this.
Yeah.
So that's nice. That's so nice. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man. So
exciting times for you, bro.
So that's basically what I've been up to. That's why I've been feeling so good. I'm also doing a little something for my own as well, on the broadcasting side to marketing side. But these things are going to grow, like, together at the same time. But I think I need to focus more on my stuff, and then the school will obviously because I mean, not getting paid, you know what I mean?
So basically, this is you putting into action what you've learned,
basically, man.
Okay,
basically. And yo, dude, there's so much information that I know, I've realized that I know, because when I had a meeting with management of the school, they kept on asking me these questions. They were firing these questions at me, and I just, you know, seamlessly answered all the questions.
Because you got this.
Because I got this, man. I had a whole presentation prepared, you know. I was like, hey, this is big.
This is so nice. It's actually making me think that sometimes you need to go into, like, the field to go and train for something. Exactly. And this is your field now.
Exactly. You know, so, yeah, man. And what's nice about it is that all the people that are doing third year and that need hours are going to be doing their hours within the school.
I was going to get to that.
Yeah, well, so it's a gift, man. It's a gift the school needs.
Yeah.
You know, and it's different. It's so exciting. I just can't even say much about it. And I don't want to talk a lot about it anyway.
I can tell it is exciting because I haven't seen you like this in a very long time.
Yeah, man. But what's been up on your side? What have you been up to? You went to an event not too long ago.
Well, not as exciting as your big deal.
and work has been crazy too.
Let's not go there. Yeah. But I'm happy to be working, guys, because this is our season. This is our season to shine, you know? Yeah. So, yeah. I went to an event a couple of weeks ago. It was nice. It was in Hoxburg, in the Eastern Cape as well. Hoxburg is a little village near Alice.
Yeah.
It's not too far from East London as well because, it's not too far from East London. I think from Queenstown, it's about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a village. I don't want to say it's a little town because Hoxburg is literally one street and little, like, houses. Your neighbor is literally a few meters away. Okay, not a few meters, but...
So it's not like Gatgat.
It's not like Gatgat. Gatgat is very residential and it has town. Cathcart is like a little town.
Okay.
Yeah, but Hoxburg is like a little village. You have to call each other if you're neighbors, type thing. But anyway, went there with a couple of friends and my sister. You were not part of the trip. Don't know why, but okay. It was called Music in the Snow.
Yeah.
The four main artists, it was Kelly Kumalo, Loiso, Zuko SA, and then it was that guy with the saxophone. It's Nez.
Who's that now?
The one that has that song. Okay, he redoes Ingoma.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this other song that's trending. The one that I was singing when we were starting.
He does covers.
Yeah. We know it, but in a slow version, nice, slow.
The wife guy. Is that the guy?
No. Anyway. so.
Wait. What did Kelly Kumalo perform, bruh?
She performed songs. She was the last one to perform. She was the last one to perform, but I wasn't even.
I'm scared of Kelly Kumalo.
I wasn't even part of it anymore.
She gives me vibes.
But I did hear one song that she did perform. Yeah. What was it? That was like 10 years ago.
Yo, that one though was a banger though.
Obviously, it was her first song.
Yo.
No man, you can't run any man diake Mbini.
I don't know Mbini.
You know what Mbini is?
Of course, it's a fight. It's a war.
It's a war. Yes, it's Ofel Mbini.
That's ironic.
All the songs that she's releasing, they are an answer to whatever she's going through. You know that? She says she's a god, more than god or something. I'm like,
is that what she says, like, in between the songs?
Let's not go in there. But anyway,
I'm scared of her. She gives me vibes, for real. I don't like.
Why?
She's got this dark cloud.
And she does have
her,
a dark cloud.
It's not nice, that thing. You can't be moving around like that. In such a sensitive case, or when you're in such a sensitive position, because it's like we don't know which direction this thing is going.
But I think, I don't know if, I think maybe she's tired now of everything that is happening, But hey, if she really did do it, your guys, but she's been playing the runaround like cat and mouse with the law.
Yeah, she's been playing that like a lot, bruh. The stories that are coming out of this whole thing, it's there were intruders. There was this. There was no intruders.
Don't know. Anyway.
Sorry about that.
So, yeah. Music in the Snow, it's actually organized by the Eastern Cape Jazz Festival and by this other group, Sandler Entertainment or something like that.
Okay.
It was nice. It's like a whole weekend thing, but we went to the Music in the Snow thing. The whole weekend, it starts on Friday. On Friday, they had the wine tasting and dinner. On Saturday, in the morning, they had hiking. And then later on in the day at about 2, that's the festival we went to. They have Music in the Snow where they all perform.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining cats and dogs, but at least we were under a nice tent and it was big enough for everyone.
Yeah,
I don't know how. The nice thing about it is no matter how cold you are, you're not going to get that cold because all around there are fires, little fires. So if you get frozen or whatever, you can just go to the fire and just, you know, chill there for a bit, have a young chat with your friends and then go back into the tent.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Then on Sunday, they have the Pochi Goes Sunday lunch things. So that is
nice,
quite nice. And all the pictures, you can see day one has its own pictures, day two has its own pictures, and day three. So I liked it. Next year I'm there again. Definitely. I hope there's snow.
I'm also coming through. I want to be there as well. I heard about it. People everywhere and then we're going off. Oh, no, this event. I'm like, hey, guys, I don't know, man. Even last year, there was one.
There was one last year, but I think last year, it just keeps getting better. Because people from last year, they said, no, like Leia last year, it was just, But this year, they up their game. Next year, they're promising to up the game again. So, and I'm going to up my game as well. I want to go to the other events as well.
Oh, okay.
Just to make it like a nice, fun weekend. Although it's very different from what we usually, you know, expect.
Yeah.
We always think we're going to go into our hotel and whatever. We were sleeping in a little chalet in a single bed. It was absolutely fun for me because
it's an experience.
And the bathroom was outside. You literally have to walk out and go around the corner to the bathroom.
Even that is an experience. You know, it's sometimes it's really not about bad and bougie.
You know?
You know? It's not about being in a hotel, the white sheets and all of that. No, sometimes you can just great blanket it.
You know? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, guys. And also, our kitchen was also outside. But we didn't really cook anything. Everything is like gas.
Yeah.
But we've got
sounds
a little
so cool.
It's like camping.
Dude.
It's like camping. Like overnight, I didn't even go and pee overnight. Yeah. Like, you just get into your bed and you sleep. Anyway, it's cold, but it's not that cold. Houseback is known for its snow in July.
I mean, hence the event, right?
Yeah. But amazingly, there was no snow this time around. They even changed it. They said it's mud in the snow.
Mud in the snow?
Yes. Because there was so much mud.
Oh, wow.
There's no tar, Galoko, Houseback. The main road is gravel. So, hence, next year, I'm taking a bike.
And boots.
My boots have a story to tell. I think I need to wash them again.
How's your car in all of this?
So dirty.
I can't imagine. This sounds so nice, but I'm definitely going next year. And I want to record, like, make YouTube videos. Like, videos for YouTube. Maybe just before we get into the show, we do, like, a young preview of what was happening during the weekend and all of that. I think that would be a nice touch to it.
It would be nice. Like, have a nice vlog.
Yeah, vlog. Yeah, yeah.
Because the people that I was with, they didn't get it. So, and I had to drive. So, I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't really do much.
Yeah, I was the designated driver.
I'll be there next year. And we'll have as much fun as possible. And hopefully they bring, like, nice people.
I hope they do.
Do you remember I was saying that I want to go to a Msaki show?
Yeah.
Oh, they must get Msaki, bro.
But Msaki is not performing.
Yeah? Which one now?
Hi, Bob Sack, such a stop music.
Hi, man, I'm sorry. Keep a cowards. See, Nina.
I know. There's one show that I would really. Two people I'd go anywhere for. Yeah. Okay, not anywhere.
Kendrick Lamar. I'm joking.
Go try ticket like a 6,000, anyone?
Hey, come on, Lord, it's not 6K.
I can't do 6K, guys.
I doubt it is.
But it's Durban Gogo.
Okay.
I'd like to see her.
Okay.
Perform, DJ, whatever.
Yeah.
And Umsaki. Uncle Waffles Nagayepa Tanzania.
Yeah, no, even me.
Yo, she's wild, though.
Yeah, she is, bro. She is. Me? It definitely has to be Umsaki, because I've been listening to a whole lot of her music. Mm. She's amazing, bro. Like,
she's...
You know me and these artists. I'm very picky with what I listen to, but I listen to Umsaki, and yo.
She's got a beautiful voice. The texture it's of her different. Voice is... It's beautiful.
It's different. It's not... It's not Celine Dion, it's not Beyonce, it's not Lira, it's just on its own.
It's,
you know?
Msaki.
It's Msaki, bro. Yo, and it sounds so nice, and your content is amazing as well. I personally have never come across anything of that nature.
There are very few people with a distinct voice.
Yeah.
Very few. I think, for me, it's Tracy Chapman,
mm-hmm.
it's Joan Amatrading, and it's Msaki. Yeah, one of the, those three voices.
Yeah.
Yo, nothing like it.
Amatrading. Dad actually put us on there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dad put us on there, really. Yo, guys, bruh. You must tune in. You must listen. Oh, my word.
There's that. Okay, the first time I came across Joan Amatrading, it was an LP. What's an LP?
A record. Yeah.
That's how I learned about music from my dad. He had LPs, and I used to listen to Joan Amatrading. And then, we could go little. Like, I don't know how many songs you'd have.
Seven. And then seven.
You'd have lots, because you know how...
Those lines.
Yes, they are a song.
What?
I'm that old.
So that's why you would move that pin to another
dog.
What?
We have to look for that thing when we go to Queenstown. Yeah, when we go to Queenstown, we should go and look for it. We should ask our uncle for it. I'm sure he doesn't use it. If he still has it, we'll take it and the LPs.
Oh wow! Who has it?
Upatol.
Oh wow! Definitely no. We're gonna ask him.
We'll ask him.
We're gonna ask him. Oh my word!
You didn't know.
I was too young, but I understood that, yes, this thing plays music. This is like a CD type of thing.
Yeah.
So it was, what's these things? LPs? TDK cassettes?
Yeah.
And then CDs, right?
Yeah.
And then now it's nothing.
My car doesn't even have that thing where you put a CD in.
Dude.
I was shocked.
This is weird, though.
The one time I was like, no, man.
Tech is weird, bro.
How did we get to streaming?
Now it's nothing. Literally, it's nothing. You don't have anything that you can hold and touch except for your phone and your laptop.
Remember in Kokoko in Moto Esne, you don't land on and fuck it as E10.
What's it called again? Oh, and then Shuttle. Shuttle with Jetta.
Dude. I have to travel with these CDs as needs. And then we got a pouch. You just take out your CD.
Dude. And then guys just came up with the whole branding. Even laptops don't have CD-ROMs anymore. The game has changed.
Wow, guys.
We've come a long way, bruh.
We've come a long way.
But I'm glad that you remembered who has the LP thing. We need to get that thing.
I hope he still has it.
And we need to keep it safe as well. Because I want to, you know, one day when I have a kid, be like, yo, this is what, you know, dad and them used to play back in the day.
Bruh.
Damn, man.
So interesting.
Wow, this is so interesting. This just took another turn. I wasn't even expecting the conversation to go like this, but wow. Damn. But okay. No. John number trading. Actually, talking about LPs and radio, I want to send a big shout out to Urapulani Mutlabani. Oh, man. My dude did something great. Actually, bagged a spot on True FM.
Wow.
He's a resident DJ. He plays Om.
Okay.
And, man, this is a big achievement for him because he's been a DJ, obviously. Malume dance, right?
So he's
He's been a DJ for a minute. And, yeah, now he started playing. Well, he went on the show, I think, once or twice. And then they started negotiating as to, yo, man, we need you here. We need you here. So at 2:30 on Thursdays, tune in to Through FM and you'll see. You'll hear, actually. the boy doing his thing. I want to send a big shout out to him. Congratulations, my guy. Now it's time to work. Because this is a big playing field. He's going to get so much exposure and so many people are going to get to hear him. And I mean, dude, the future is bright.
And it's True FM. True FM is one of the biggest local radio stations in the Eastern Cape.
True FM is under SABC, dude. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah, well done. Raps.
So, yeah, man. Lunchtime Shandays with Usluja is the show. 2:30 nyana on Thursdays. Catch him there. He'll be doing his thing.
I'll listen as well.
Yeah, I'll also tune in. Yeah. I'll also tune in. But yeah, man, like, don't even know where to start conversation-wise and podcast-wise because this conversation is just,
you know,
taking another turn.
I know.
But it's fun. It's always nice doing this, right?
It is fun. And it's I think it's nice that you can have any and every conversation on here.
I think that's the thing about podcasts, man.
Yes.
That's the thing. It's not structured. It's not about, oh, no, stick to this, stick to that, stick to no.
This wasn't part of the script.
Yeah. You know? No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. But I do want to actually talk about something that I realized. So, I mean, it hasn't been, like, too long since we've moved to Port Elizabeth.
Yeah. Right?
So I've been trying to, like, mingle and meet people and chat with people and, you know, try and make friends because it's kind of boring sometimes just chilling at home with nothing to do, you know. But I've realized that maybe it's not the right thing to do at this time.
Why?
Hey, people are needy, bruh.
What do you mean?
People are needy.
What do you mean?
People wanna talk all the time. You know, people.
But Kaloku, you must understand that when you making new friends, that's what you need to do. You need to talk.
Yo, not all the time. Yo, hey, not all the time, bro. Not all the time. I can't be on my phone all the time. We're friends here. We're trying to build some kind of friendship. You know.
But Kaloku, on a weekend, I don't know. Okay. On a weekend, you guys would probably be doing something, some activity.
Yeah.
And then during the week, the person wants to talk.
Hey.
That's not friendship. That's like something else.
Now you wanna, you know? I know you're reaching.
You're reaching. Wow! You're reaching.
I'm really reconsidering going out there and putting myself out there to meet more people. But I do need to meet people at the same time. I think I've got that social battery thing, you know?
What's a social battery?
You don't know what a social battery is?
No. Mine is probably always flat.
A social battery is the idea of when you go out, your social battery is full, right? And then you spend like hours with whoever.
Okay.
And then when you go back home, your social battery has decreased.
Okay.
Or it's deflated.
Okay.
So now you need to take time and recharge.
Okay.
That'll probably be like a week or two, depending what kind of person you are. If you like me, once a month.
Oh, I am nice. 3 months, guys.
Once a month. then it's home time. I chill for the whole month. And then I go out the other month. So that's a social battery. So you do. Ziyashiyana ke. Yabonabanye iJurassic, abanye yi. What's the other battery? The black one. The black one, man.
Every day.
Every
day. Ever.
Every day. I wasn't expecting that, man. I really wasn't expecting that.
I am not the person. I am not ready for 30 seconds.
No. Nope.
Hi, but at least ever something, but guys.
Yeah, at least it's in line. It's in line. But you're off-brand, talking.
Every day.
So, these batteries last. Abanye, their social batteries are very quick to recharge, so they can go out like every weekend.
Yeah.
Abanye, they take a bit of time. Abanye, it's always flat.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Mine isn't always flat.
You actually socialize.
Yeah.
Bo? And you do that a lot over the phone, which is where I'm going. I can't do that.
Even me, sometimes.
I can't do that because so many people just want to be on the phone all the time. Just because I'm online on TikTok doesn't mean that
you're
text. Yeah, well, how do you switch off that online on TikTok?
On TikTok, because here's the thing, right? Yeah. I have a friend. A friend of mine video called me.
Yeah.
I wasn't okay to talk.
Schedule video call, just by the way. Schedule.
Make an appointment. Video call. And then I was like, nah, I can't talk right now, but I can be on TikTok. So go on TikTok. Everyone is online. I'm like,
hey.
Really?
Nudge.
There's that thing.
Nudge.
What does that even mean?
Poke. It means poke.
For Ndoni.
Even Facebook stopped with the poke.
Exactly.
TikTok, stop that thing.
Stop that thing of saying. And even if you get an inbox on TikTok,
yeah,
it will remind you every time. Zbanban sent a message, you should reply. Zbanban sent a message, you should. And I'm like, what if I don't wanna? What if I don't wanna? But anyway, friends that are needy like that,
yeah,
guys, let's get a life, hey? That's the thing.
I didn't say it.
No, but the thing is, there are some friends that will take, like me. I don't think I'm a bad friend. I don't think I'm the bestest, but I do talk to my friends. But sometimes I don't have the time to be on the phone for like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
you get what I mean.
That's the thing.
Because in that 30 minutes, I have to do three things. I have to talk to my child and look at the
homework
and cook.
Yeah, well.
You know, I have to be superwoman.
Yeah.
And no, I can't be on a video call. And so,
do you know? Wow. Okay. It doesn't have to be mean, but I hear you. Okay.
No, since even if you are on the call in the kitchen with me.
I'm going to be
up and down.
Yeah. And other people require your attention when you talk to them.
And you're like,
not right now. There's a time for this.
I'm free at 11 p.m. You
but
know?
Even at 11, you want to sleep.
No, I'm not sleeping.
Okay.
I'm not sleeping. I'm free at that time.
That's when I start being active. Okay? That's when I work. That's when I do research. That's when I get to do like my assignments and all of those kind of things. During the day, I'm busy painting the site. I'm at school. I do this. I do that. Yeah, well, I don't think it's the right thing for me to do to try and make friends right now.
Also, how are you making friends when you're this old?
Exactly. That's another thing. But I moved to a new city.
Oh, hi. And yeah, well? Guys, I don't know if it's me or what, but I'm battling to make friends. I'm just sticking to the people that I know.
But they're not here. And sometimes I want to go to the beach with not you and Ahlume, but...
I also don't want to go with you.
Exactly. You know, sometimes you just want to go there and be with other people and chill there and talk about different things, you know, and hear what other people want, like, have to say.
Make friends at school.
No.
Okay. But I get what you mean, though. I get what you mean.
But other people, this also makes me understand. Other people, the minute they leave work, they're done talking for the day.
Exactly.
Because they live alone.
Exactly. And then Kangoko, they have to harass you on the phone because they want to talk. Their social battery is still...
It's still kicking.
Still kicking, you know? And mine is dead. During the week, mine is dead, bruh. Your mind is dead.
I put the wrong person on the social battery thing. I can foresee you people that socialize with her. We're going to have a dark time with her now because she's going to say, I'm recharging.
Hey, oh, I'm recharging, gents.
I'm on touch mode right now.
Yo. And most of my people, guys, we're old and we get to bed at about 9 o'clock and you're like, ugh, I'm so tired. Okay. So at 11, no one is up to talk to me. So yeah.
Then you can just go and browse TikTok. It is I'm Mbali and I am your home. What is that thing?
My name is Mbali Nhlapo and I'm a housekeeper. You know, you just gave away my new TikTok, man. I was about to thingy that TikTok.
What, were you going to do that TikTok as well? Did you do it already?
No.
Oh, wow.
I didn't jump on that
train. I've been noticing people are doing different TikToks. It's not about the dancing only. It's not about... The voiceovers. There's so much that can be done on TikTok.
There is a lot. Guys, TikTok is vast.
Do you know there's a guy that, what do you call? Okay, I just forgot the name. Forgive me. This guy chops down trees.
Okay.
And has millions of followers.
On TikTok.
On TikTok.
Okay.
Stands there. He gives a review of the axe that he's going to use.
Okay.
And he chops down these trees. He's got millions. I saw myself watching his videos at 2 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, hey, this guy is chopping.
You see, TikTok. Chopping. TikTok is like that, bro. TikTok. Yeah. I saw, oh my word. Okay, this one is, it's bad, but okay. Okay, the first time I saw a TikTok live, I was part of a TikTok live. A friend of mine called me and said, dude, are you free?
Yeah.
I like that type of a friend. Yeah. Dude, are you free? I'm like, yeah. Like, dude, go onto TikTok. I'm like, okay. And search a live. And then he gave me the handle. And then he was part of the live as well. And they were just having a good time laughing, chatting. The other guy even went to, it was like on a Friday evening at about 10 p.m. And the other guy was like, yo, guys, I'm running out of drinks, so I'm quickly going to run to the shop so I can buy drinks. I'm like,
what?
What? He literally put his phone in his pocket and he ran to the shop. When he got there, he showed us that he's arrived at the shop, bought what he wanted to buy. And then he went back home. And then he got home and he opened his drink. He was like, okay, get chance. Let's carry on from where we left off. Obviously, we were talking.
Yeah.
It was just... People are just chilling on a Friday at home and kupoliwa, dude, umdu live.
Now that's a nice way of doing it.
You know, okay, and there was this other one that I found. I don't know, it was just on my For You page. I don't know why.
Yeah.
This girl, she calls people, she pranks people.
Wow.
And then she's like, DM me a number that you want me to call, and then I'll call using my, I was about to say burner phone. Who do I think I am? Burner phone.
Too much power. Too much power. Yeah.
So anyway, she does that and she calls people and she pranks them.
Wow.
In any language, because she speaks so many languages.
Wow.
This is on a Sunday. Okay, Saturday night, Sunday morning, 2 a.m. Bruh. Nilala nini.
Who calls people at that time? I would hate you if you would prank call me at that time.
Izinto zabantwana bana 15 as. Wow.
Spoon, pili, petrol, cars with data, bruh. I'm like, okay, sharp, there's...
That is not a prank. That is plain crawl.
And then you walk out the gate by the time you get to the car. Oh, no, private
lal. That time.
I'd be so pissed, bruh.
Who would do that?
Especially when they're a little bit pie. I'm just saying, it's the first prank that came to mind. That is a cruel prank, though. Yeah. We should actually have a segment or like a show, even if it's like a 20-minute show, where we actually react to TikToks and different videos and stuff like that.
Don't want my reaction.
Yeah, I want to see that. I think that would be nice. We actually need to play around, man, with the channel. We don't necessarily have to have like podcasts all the time.
That would be nice. Oh.
Yeah. So we can do that whenever you feel like it.
The TikTok that I sent you today, that's my life.
Yeah, I know. That was crazy. In class, I was like...
I found a page.
So the page is of that alien.
Mm.
And that alien's just speaking.
Yeah.
It sounds like an Indian person.
It is an Indian person. And I understand why they're just using that alien character. Because you know how Indians are they're usually like from strict backgrounds and all of that.
Keep it anonymous.
Love it. Yo, but there was this other Indian girl she was cool though.
Yeah.
She used to curse all the time.
Is that the one with the accents? The one that can change the accents?
Mm-mm.
Oh, there's someone on TikTok that can speak. She's Indian, but she speaks fluent Zulu. She speaks Xhosa. She speaks Afrikaans. And she changes the accents.
Ha, you must give me the hand.
She changes the accents. If she's speaking Xhosa, she becomes Xhosa.
TikTok, guys, you can find
vast,
anything on TikTok.
It's vast. Like, there's so much that you could find.
Do you people still use Google?
Nah, not really.
Who uses Google now?
Not really, bruh. Because at the end of the day, like, I think we've become visual people.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And we listen. So now reading is diggy-dig.
Okay, I'll tell you who uses Google, like older people.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure that their numbers have dropped significantly, bro, because hey man, yonke into man, it's available on these social networks and I don't know what's happening with X though. I don't know.
I don't get it.
It pisses me off.
Mm.
I don't like it because you'll find yourself wanting to go through someone's thread. Chiggy chiggy rate exceeded. You can't look at more than 200 tweets or 600 or whatever. I don't know. And sometimes when you just go onto your Twitter, it will say that limit exceeded and you can't look at other tweets for the next 30 minutes or whatever.
Have you exceeded your limit?
Yeah. I exceed it every time I go onto Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, because I browse on Twitter. I look at everything that's happening. Who's saying what? What's happening there? Chiggy chiggy. When I get to maybe like 200 tweets, it says no more. Emma.
So that means that you're on Twitter more than me?
Yeah.
I thought you didn't like Twitter.
I don't like tweeting. I'll be on Twitter to see what's happening and to watch videos and stuff like that, but JJ.
Do you still use Threads?
No. No, why? It was excitement.
I think so. It's excitement. So unnecessary.
It was excitement. I even forgot about it. It's unfortunate.
Do you know why I asked you? Because today I was trying to update WhatsApp or something.
Yeah.
And then I saw that I must update Threads as well. And I was like, who still uses this thing?
Yeah, no. It's not the ones. It's not the ones. That's why I'm saying we've gotten to a point where social media and digital whatevers have pushed us into becoming people that like listening and people that like
watching
stuff. You know, it's like I said on the last podcast or whatever, I don't remember, that people that are doing audio podcasts are moving towards visual now, because it just makes sense. No one wants to stare at a screen or just listen. We want to see as well. We want to feel the way you feel. We want to see the way you feel.
See your reactions.
See your reactions. Yeah, boy. You had something that you wanted to talk about, Zozbini?
Yes.
You're a very dramatic girl.
I don't think Zozbini is dramatic. I don't think so. Until she says something, then I don't think she's dramatic, because I don't believe everything that I read.
So we're waiting for her side of the story.
Yes. Zozbini on... Ah, why not Zozbini? Zozbini. I don't like that thing. Why do we do that?
What's that?
No. Okay. No, I think it's that accent thing. We want to just adjust our accent, you know, but for what? Anyway, Zozbini, she was Miss South Africa 2019.
During COVID.
2019. I don't even want to be remembered. I don't want any reminder of COVID. Yo. But anyway, I know.
BG, did you see?
What's happening now?
It's coming, guys.
What's happening now?
I'm so excited. It's like some party or some event.
No, what's happening now?
There's some what's it called? Variant. That's new. It's affecting people in the US and Indonesia, I think. They will say yes. So I think about 1,000 people are getting affected each and every day. So they don't know how far and how wide this thing is going, but they think it's manageable. They think that, but they're coming up with another booster shot or whatever. But anyway, Zozbini, this is not interesting, man. If we die, we die.
Zozbini, she was Miss South Africa 2019, and she was also Miss Universe, right? Mm-hmm. So she unfollowed the page. She didn't attend, first of all, the Miss South Africa. The pageant, 2023. Hey, she didn't attend. Why do I feel like my banner's falling? But anyway, she didn't attend. And then after the show, everyone went to her page. And then it turns out that she unfollowed Miss South Africa page on Instagram. She took deleted her Miss SA 2019 on her page, on her bio. She only left Miss Universe, and then she also unfollowed them on, as we call it, X, Twitter. So everyone was like, and she didn't attend.
Which one? No,
what happened?
Yeah,
Quatini. And then Miss South Africa page put out a statement.
Why were they the first ones to come up to put out a statement? It's always the first ones. It's always the first ones. But yeah.
You know, if I was Zozi, I would keep quiet.
I don't think she's going to keep quiet. I think there's going to be a time where she's just going to say, oops, here we go.
But she's got a good head on her shoulders, that girl.
Yeah.
She's not going to say Nandoni na. That's the thing. She's not going to say Nandoni na.
Apparently she also this is something that I heard from my lecturer today, actually. He was saying that Zozbini declined a show on SABC3 that she was going to be hosting. Apparently they weren't giving her enough or whatever. Is that true? Do you know anything about that?
Which show?
I don't know, man.
Because she was hosting the thing leading up to the show.
This show?
Yeah, leading up to the show. There's a photo shoot of her. It's her and Monang. Oh, yeah, now she's the one in the center. Monang is on her left or on her right. And then some other girl is on her other side.
Oh, wow.
So she was hosting the show.
This is weird.
Exactly. And now, they were
something happened.
How is it that Uthuso Mbethu, I love her, absolutely love her. She was part of the panel of judges. Why didn't they put Uthuso Zipai? That's my thing.
That's weird, man.
But anyway, Miss SA won. Yes, beautiful girl. Very beautiful. But it's the second time she was actually...
Jobert.
she had entered. And then this time she won. But she won't be able to enter Miss Universe. Because apparently when you enter...
How did Zozi do it?
Mamela, if you've entered Miss SA first...
Okay.
And then ungawini, you can't enter Miss... And then you enter Miss SA again and you win. You can't enter Miss Universe. So the runner-up can enter.
Oh, so she was a runner-up. That's why.
Mm.
Wait, Zozi has both of the titles.
Yeah.
How?
She didn't enter first. She entered the first time and won the first time. If you enter two times, uluzile moskulo qala.
Dang.
If you lose the first one and then you win the second one, you can't enter Miss Universe. It has to be your first...
Bit?
Crown. Yeah, it has to be your first crown.
Yo. And then who's number two, number three? You don't know them. What do you get?
Even me, I want to know.
What do you get? You get the recognition. Yes,
the title.
SA, woo, sharp. Get the prize money.
You get the car.
You get the car. And then what else? Like, what happens?
I don't know. You go and you...
Are you a queen of Sauda?
You enter... I pour for you. You go to events. You speak at...
Oh, you're a woman of empowerment. You are a motivator.
Yeah. And all of those things that you said you'd do. And did they get asked? I just don't watch the pageant. I don't watch the pageant anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like for me, it's just... It's not the same anymore.
I almost said something.
I don't know. I don't like it.
Your aunt was...
Tim.
Okay. She was Miss South Africa. Was it Miss South Africa?
Mrs. South Africa.
Oh, Mrs. South Africa.
I think that's more real.
I don't know, man. It gives me housewives of... Something.
Housewives of something. There's a new one now. Oh, Mommy Club. Mommy Club. That's another Housewives. There's that one. Your aunt.
What?
You're not on Showmax, right?
No, exactly. Not like that.
Leah, your aunt. You know, there's that reality show, your aunt.
Benzai.
How do you think I feel? That was the promo video. I'm going to show you that thing.
I got paid 3.5.
Yeah? What? We can't live without auntie. That's what the lady's saying. Yo, but you are Anya and got living without auntie. Yeah, but
we are vibing. We are there.
We've been there, done that.
I mean, come on, dog. It's. I mean, if you work together, guys, come on. You don't need auntie. But it's tiring, though, ne?
I'm side-eyeing you.
I do it, guys, anyway. My chance?
I'm my chance, yeah.
It's been a dope one. It's almost been an hour. Auntie Lambe. I'm being real right now.
Why can't we eat? We can't eat in the studio.
Yeah, we can't eat in the studio. Otherwise, yeah.
And we are in studios now, guys.
Hey, guys, man, level up, you know? Level up. Level up.
I knew you were going to sing the song.
I wanted to do the dance.
Osiara was pregnant again.
Man.
Osiara.
I've already had her given birth.
Oh,
yes.
You like, guys.
Banana, what's my name?
Oh, but Sierra, guys, got a high hip. Got to Sierra.
Sierra is. She had another baby.
By four. Go come back.
Dang.
I know.
What's up with these celebrities and having. In Mwaba Yabadwana.
Yo, you're not going to Chris Ticket now. You're not four.
Chris Ticket, man. Oh. Don't like that lady.
But I'm going to because she got a surrogate.
Damn.
I know.
Like, how hectic is this baby culture?
I don't know, guys. Back in the day, It never used to be like this.
Yonze balanga piba?
Three.
Abanye zi twins. Ne? So why don't they ever talk about the other twin?
Which twin?
Kuban gu blue, ne?
Eh.
Nabanom.
Blue's not a twin.
I'm talking about the kids.
Go Rumi, no man, man.
Go Rumi.
And yes, and I don't know, I'm not sure about the names.
I wonder, man, because it's always Blue and the other one. Blue and the other one.
Rumi.
I think Rumi. I don't know.
I don't know the other ones.
Hey.
I don't know the twins. I've only seen them when they were small. And Baz Babanjani Ngoku.
I wonder.
But Beyonce is very protective over her kids. You don't see a lot of pictures about Ula and Yo. Don't.
But your Blue's out there.
She's Blue. Old now. She's old now. You're no Kim. You're Kim, my Madonna one needs. Kim. Chloe, yeah, na. Chloe.
Kim's getting married again, isn't she?
No.
Oh.
Chloe, yeah, na, has two kids. And we only saw the face of Mdanake. Ngoku ebe na one or something.
This is crazy, guys. What's up with these people and having so many kids, man?
Where's the money?
How about they can afford them? So
They can afford them.
How about the Kardashians, though? They had a slight decline, and then something just...
When did they have a decline?
They... Wasn't the their show cancelled on E?
On E?
Yeah.
I think they got a better deal.
So they took their bags and left.
And E's not that big anymore.
Yeah, true.
It's not that big anymore. True. E is, it's, I don't even watch E anymore. And I used to watch E a lot.
I wonder what plays on E now. E Entertainment News. Doja Cat. Are they talking about Doja Cat? Doja Cat's a nonsense person. I don't like her.
She's weird.
You know, has a problem with her mind because she's been saying, I don't like
her. You don't like, what is your problem? Why don't you like Chrissy Teigen?
She's a bully, man. She's rude. She's rude.
She's not rude.
She's rude. She's a bully.
I don't think she's a bully. I think she just stands up for what she believes in. She's not rude or a bully.
Do you think? I know so many people that actually stand for what they believe in, but they come across as rude sometimes.
Do you think Somizi is rude? I'll tell you why. Because it's so easy. I've actually seen Pakla Shoyake. They used to just portray him as something else. Ne? You're one on radio now. It's real time. I listen to a lot of shows as Naye on radio. There's this one segment that I absolutely love. Kutso. Ask a man. Ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, forced apa.
Exactly. That's why I see.
Yena no naked. Aba vani kakle kakle. Baya vana, ne? They do get along. But you can see that.
It's two strong personalities. Don't make radio.
That's why Ukutso's not part of Oscar Man.
Yeah.
She too just strong. Facilitates it, but she's not part of it.
Two strong personalities don't make radio nice.
And sometimes Usomizi can be rude. The one time he Naked had to step in.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It's like that. But Abanyabantu, dude, there's a line. There's a line that you can't cross. If you cross that line, then you automatically become a rude person. There's a way to say things. There's a way to do things, especially on a public platform like radio. That's why you'll find that Utineo will be put with a soul, because a soul is...
Okay.
Yeah, well, and intelligent a soul to see that, okay, no, Utineo Ngoku is... So let me.
Yeah.
Yabo. Whereas if you put a Mac G and you put a Dineo in the same place, they're two very opinionated people.
It won't
two
work.
Two strong personalities. You can't have Mac G as a co-host. You can't have Dineo as a co-host. So it's Yabo.
It won't work.
Naked, Somizi, two strong personalities as well. It's
but the show Ga Naked no Lulu Cafe, it works.
Exactly. Lulu Cafe is Naked is,
but it's all about music. It's nice with.
Oh.
I listen to a lot of radio. Metro FM.
Yeah. Well, you listen to Metro. I listen to all of them. Did you know that who's that chick?
Karabo. Karabo, she used to work on Wild Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's on 5.
To something.
Yeah, she's on 5 and she's killing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm an old dog, and new tricks is not happening.
No, I listen to, I've been listening to people.
Yeah, well, how does this one sound? When's Anilona? What's happening?
How is five?
Five is a personality radio station.
Okay.
They not really brand, stick to the rules and all of that. They're personality radio stations like YFM. But YFM is more musical. Yeah, well.
Oh, so Five is not that musical?
Nah, not that much. It's all about talk, showcase your talent.
Okay.
Yeah, well. And I think of Big Dog, Bashiala Footprint. Your ones alone, your but showcase your talent. Hey, guys. Anyway, Jesus, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for watching the previous show. We out here.
Yeah, we bringing it back.
We're bringing it back. Thank you, guys. Otherwise, we'll see you next week, Wednesday. Boom.
Same time, same place.
Same place, same time. Social bit.
Kabanda, what's this dude?
Lambile.
Welcome to the Roundtable.